Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From sheepdogs to sporty spice, Breakfast Briefing, Shane Beattie is with me to tell us about some of the stories that happened across the country that didn't quite make the national headlines this week. How are we, Shane?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Good. Plans for the night? Well, it's sunny today at least.
It's so lovely, yes. I'm going out in Nice tonight.
Oh.
Now, also, going out with my friends, I know you're going to talk about small talk later. I'm not in the mood for any small talk tonight.
Oh, jeez, right, be warned.
No, because you end up talking to people you don't want to talk to on nights out. Right. So just ignore
joy,
me.
You know. You're just a joy.
But I've nothing to say. I literally have nothing to say. I want to talk to the people I'm out with. So no small talk tonight, please.
So no coming up to Shane Beattie to say hello if you don't know him.
Yeah, just bored of it. Talk about the weather. Are you still on the radio? What time do you get up at in the morning? I'm done. I just want to talk to my
but
friends.
There's a real fascination. I remember this when you work early shifts or shift work.
Yeah.
People love to know your breakfast routine.
Absolutely.
The time you go to bed, when you get up, how long does it take you?
What's the traffic
What's
like
the traffic?
At that hour of the morning? So,
do you find you eat more meals during the day? Yeah. Do you nap?
Yeah. I'm constantly asked, how long do you nap for? Do you nap on a Friday? What time do you go to bed at night? Do you stay up later on a Thursday?
Yeah.
So we've done all the small talk.
Yeah.
I know you're going to discuss that later on the show. I'm not in the mood for it. Thank you.
Right. That's that. Great theme song.
It is. That's the theme song for Batman, because we're talking bats.
Ah.
See, we're very professional here. bats are causing big problems in Clare. So
stop.
I'm sure
now. I can't handle this.
I'm sure people in Clare are aware of their own centre of excellence, Clare GA's centre of excellence. They want to redevelop it. However, stumbling block, Clare County Council is stalling the plans due to concerns over a bat. It's the lesser horseshoe bat, which, if you don't mind, is protected by the EU. So the council has told Clare GA that it must demonstrate that the expansion proposal for the Centre of Excellence won't have a significant adverse impact on the bat. Essentially, they're worried that clearing scrubland to make way for a new pitch and developing the high floodlights could have significant impacts on the bats. So now the GA has to go off and do an ecological assessment of the site. They have to do bat surveys and they have to put in special light bulbs aimed at minimising any impact on the local bat population.
I wouldn't do well meeting a bat now.
I've never seen one, I don't think. Yeah.
No, I don't think I have either, beyond in a zoo or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could handle that at all.
I know of someone who recently opened their bathroom window
slightly. Stop, Shane.
And the bat, but the bat lives now on their shower curtain and they haven't been able to get rid of it. So this is why I'm nervous leaving my windows open at night time as well.
The bat now resides in the bathroom.
Yeah, because they can't move it.
Where's this in Kildare?
Yes, up the north in Leixlip. Yeah. So not far away from us. They are around. By the way, this bat, as I say, protected by the EU. It's one of the world's smallest bats. So it weighs only up to 9 grams, has a wingspan of 254 millimetres and a body length of 45 millimetres. And it is afforded legal protection because of the EU Habitats Directive.
There you go. Mm. Tell us about our weekly Donegal story.
Yes, this story reminds me of Babe, a great film.
The pig?
The pig, yes. Who acted
as that didn't end well, so I don't know where this is going, but go on.
But Babe acted as a sheepdog, if you may remember.
That's true, yeah.
No pigs, I'm told, in Donegal, just sheep, dogs and sheep at the Irish National Sheepdog Trials, which are underway in beautiful Clonmany on the Inishowen Peninsula in Donegal. And there's a 3-day event on right now that'll see 150 sheepdogs and their handlers compete to represent Ireland at the International Sheepdog Trials in Scotland next month.
There you go.
What do they do? You're supposed to show the partnership between farmers and their dogs. So there's a series of tasks, running around, controlling your dog, and then you will go, 15 of the 150 will go to represent Ireland in the International Sheepdog Trials in September. But this is big news for Donegal, because the last time it hosted the Sheepdog Trials was all the way back in 1979.
Okay. It's a real skill, that.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like a less posh Crufts. Isn't that
less
the fancy dog
Crufts
show?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. Yeah, sheepdogs, of course, very intelligent
too.
Yeah,
those and incredible
beautiful
skin.
Animals. Yeah.
Money, must be funny in the rich man's world.
So we're going to Carlow for our next story, which will get people talking, because there's war in Carlow, as always happens when things go cashless. So the home of Carlow GAA is being made cashless this week, and it's attracting condemnation from fans who've branded the announcement as a total disregard for the elderly. So the GAA pitch in Carlow is called Netwatch Cullen Park, and they announced on social media earlier this week they're going cashless before the end of the week. So you can't buy tickets with money at the turnstiles. Instead, there's the tap facility to go cashless. The news has not been well received by many Carlow GAA fans. They're disgusted. Some are calling for a boycott. Just to give you an example of the anger in Carlow over this, one person who commented on the social media post said, "Total disregard for the elderly, the very people who nurtured the GAA through the years, boycott." And then someone else says, according to the Indo, that this is a disgrace. No thought for the older people whose loyalty you've had for several years. Someone else says they'll never set foot in the stadium again as a result of the decision.
Like, any decision to go cashless now, it's often met with, I think, this kind of sentiment.
It's really controversial.
It is.
Now, for a lot of
people, difficult one.
They don't deal with cash ever, and they would find this very handy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I will say, I do understand the argument for older people, but there are many older people who are much more tech savvy than younger people. And there's many people into their 80s and 90s who are using their card and they're tapping. So it kind of does a bit of a disservice to all elderly people to say, oh, they won't be able to use it. However, there are some who've gone to every championship match, sometimes the only people at the game, for years and years and years, and they will feel isolated by this.
What's going on in Roscommon?
Do you know, I've never been to Pride. I feel bad now saying that, but I haven't actually been to any Pride event.
I don't know. I went into the one in Dublin 1 year, but just to see the parade, but I only actually got the end of it. But I haven't been to a full one.
Roscommon is having its own Pride parade. This is significant, by the way, because Roscommon, if you may remember, earned a reputation as the no county.
Yeah.
Some even called it Ireland's most homophobic county, which is a terrible thing to say, because Roscommon South Leitrim became the only constituency to return a no vote in the same-sex marriage referendum. They voted 51.42% to 48.58% against the referendum. Obviously, that made it difficult for gay people in the county, but we are told this week in the Roscommon People that the amount of work and passion that the organisers of Roscommon Pride have put into the programme events this weekend is mammoth. They have a huge Pride march in Roscommon tomorrow, and we're told that's going to be unmissable. And it's also been described as a milestone event for Roscommon, and one whose success will hopefully continue for many years, we are told. If you're in the Roscommon area and you want to participate, roscommonpride.ie has all the details there. So that's Mel C.
Yes.
Sporty Spice.
So she was singing at the Bulmers Leopardstown. Isn't it Leopardstown Festival was on last night? Only saw it on Instagram this morning.
Oh, really?
I'm absolutely raging. I saw it advertised months back, and I said I definitely want to go to that. Totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
And apparently she did loads of the Spice Girl chants.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In fairness to her, she doesn't get enough credit. Her voice is actually amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you remember Baby When You're Gone with Ryan Adams?
Great tune.
What a tune. Anyway, that is Mel C. The reason we're playing her is that she's going to appear on TV next week looking at her family history in Limerick. I never knew she was Irish. Definitely is Irish. One fifth of the world famous girl group, the Spice Girls, obviously known as Sporty Spice, descended on Limerick recently to film an episode of the show Who Do You Think You Are, which is a massive show, millions of viewers. It's going to air next Thursday at 9 p.m. on BBC One. And ahead of that, we're told that she shed tears as she discovered her family's connection to Limerick and Shannon's side. The Limerick Leader reports she discovered her connection to tenant farmers in Limerick who endured hardships in the nation's history, like hundreds of thousands others. In the episode, she learned that her great-great-great-grandparents, Patrick Flaherty and Catherine Burns, were tenant farmers in Limerick when the Great Hunger struck in 1845. And she says, after learning that, it's clear to her why her family is really tough now, because it's such a difficult start.
Right. We'll have to get her on.
Oh, it'd be great to get her on.
Yeah. We'll have to get her on.
There's a challenge now. I'd love to hear her.